Good evening, everyone. I'm Gail, and today is Tuesday, and I didn't write down what date, so you all know where you are. This is a biorelativity meditation to raise the spiritual light quotient of the planet, and is adapted from a meditation in 2019. We acknowledge the original caretakers of this land, the First Nations peoples, and pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega Light. Feel the Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of us. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We will go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Giuliano brings the starship Athena over the North Pole of this planet. Some have compared the current Earth with the time of Atlantis before its huge downfall and its upheaval geographically that led to its demise, its downfall. And perhaps what you are now experiencing in this lifetime is a similar warning, is a similar situation. Perhaps some of you remember your lifetime in Atlantis. Perhaps some of you remember that you were concerned, as you are now, about the outcomes on the planet. And in this time, just like in the Atlantean time, there were many people in power that were in denial about the gravity, the seriousness of the situation. Let us first, in our biorelativity, come together in a circle of light over the North Pole. Let us meditate together for the raising of the spiritual light quotient of this planet. And now, let us meditate for the raising of the spiritual light quotient of the leaders of this planet, the decision makers of our planet, so that they will be moved by their spiritual insight and understanding that in this age of technology, the advancements of technology have overtaken the spiritual wisdom.
Thank you.
And now we are in a moment in our biorelativity meditation where we, as star seeds, are coming together and seeking the spiritual energy to raise the spiritual vibration of our planet. Visualize the Ring of Ascension around the planet. The Arcturians are as aware as you of the serious disasters occurring on our planet. Some of them are obvious, like the coronavirus. Some of them are slow-moving, such as the destruction of the bees and the contamination of the soil and the creation of dead zones in the oceans. But it all comes down to one basic core factor, and that is the spiritual light quotient of this planet, our planet. We need a spiritual upliftment, a move away from materialism, from economics, and the stock market. That will need an understanding that Mother Earth is a living spirit. And yes, Mother Earth has great powers of purification, great powers of cleansing, but do we really want the balance to tip so far that an end-time event must occur for the final purification? No. We want to see this happen preemptively, preventatively. Let us visualize this halo of light around our planet. And now, with our support, the Arcturians are downloading Omega Light into this halo, into this Ring of Ascension around our planet. Omega Light. Omega Light. Remember, Omega Light brings out the highest, the best, the highest evolutionary energy, the highest spiritual evolution. Let us meditate on that now in our biorelativity work. We will go into silence. The Omega Light is filling this halo of light around the planet. And now, this halo of light filled with Omega Light is going to permeate the whole nuosphere over our Earth, the whole etheric aura of our Earth, going into the subconscious of all peoples, for it will take a spiritual awakening to shift the consciousness towards a new view of what is happening on our planet. So, visualize this halo as an endless source of spreading light, of higher light, throughout the noosphere and the etheric aura of our planet Earth. We will go back into meditation. see this light spreading like a golden, thin layer of etheric light over our entire planet. A light that will begin a spiritual awakening of the importance of interacting with Mother Earth and seeking a new spiritual balance in all aspects of life, including how we treat nature. Omega Light. Omega Light. And as this Omega Light is spreading round, let that light come into your aura, into your crown chakra, into your consciousness. Let that light come into your energy field. For the more that you can raise your vibration, then the more powerful you, as a planetary healer, can be. Omega Light. Omega Light. Our planet has the highest potential for high consciousness and high spiritual light. Let that potential be activated now to the fullest extent. The light is spread throughout our planet Earth. The halo will remain in effect for the next 12 hours. And may there be an upliftment of the spiritual light quotient so that new solutions and cleansings can be brought forth to correct the imbalances on our planet. Now, come back into your physical bodies in perfect alignment. Blessings to you all.